Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope that everyone had a wonderful Shabbat. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Rishon, the 27th day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful and always appreciate the support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Zevi Saunders, Mora D'Asra of the Delray Orthodox Synagogue in Delray Beach, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Saunders reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim, and Aseinu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Saunders to learn more about his community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Saunders.
Thank you very much, Reb Naftali. Today is also my Hebrew birthday, and what a wonderful course and an honor for me to be able to share some words of wisdom and give everybody a bracha on my Hebrew birthday. So I'd like to cast your minds back several months to Parshas Vayera, time when we were all sitting in shul together before all this started, and we learned the story of Lot and Lot's wife being rescued from the city of Sodom. Lot was Abraham Avinu, our patriarch, Abraham's nephew, and he split up with Abraham and he went off to live in a town called Sodom. Now, Sodom was a purely capitalist economy. They did not believe in welfare. There certainly would have been no stimulus checks, and they were also steeped in various sins. And God decided he wanted to destroy the city of Sodom, and indeed he did, by raining down sulfur, and perhaps that is where the Dead Sea is today. But he sent angels, to cut a long story short, he sent three angels after they departed Abraham's house to go and rescue Lot and his family, because Lot had various merits because he was Abraham's nephew, and they came and they rescued Lot. And as they were leaving and running away, the Malach told them, whatever you do, do not look back at the destruction of Sodom. Lot's wife did look back, and she was turned into Netziv Melech, a pillar of stone. Some people say she looked back because she wanted to see if her children were following, her married children, if they were following, or because she wanted to see the destruction. But she was turned into a pillar of salt, and Lot and his two unmarried daughters carried on and escaped to a cave. That was the story of Lot and his wife. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, Simon Reish Yud Ches, chapter 218, Halacha Ches, Halacha 8, it says like this, Horoa Ishto Shalot Mavarishtain. If you see the wife of Lot, you go to Israel now, you go to the Dead Sea, there's all these poor guys that will show you where they think the pillar of salt of Lot's wife is. You make a bracha of Dina Emes that you make when somebody passes away, but you also make a special bracha. Baruch atah Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam zocher hatzadikim. You make a bracha that Hashem remembers the tzadikim. And if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, note 28, he says like this, you only make this bracha if you see the pillar of salt that was Lot's wife. But you do not make this bracha if you see the burial place of Lot himself, if you happen to find and know where that is. And he says why, and I'll read out verbatim. He says, because ba'oisai shah, ba'oisai makar, at that time and place of Lot's pillar of salt, wife's pillar of salt, the vadai hayakoyach toitech hadin. This was the time of the epitome of the height of Hashem's enacting his din on the world of Sodom and destroying them. But yet still at that time, Afalpi Kain, even so, nevertheless, Zochar Hashem Yisporech Es Avram, Hashem still remembers Avram, the Hitzil Ba'avuroi Loit,
and he was able to save his nephew Lot. B'shayach l'varich elzeh, and that's why we need to make a bracha on this. And that's what I want to give chizuk to everybody today. But even though now is a difficult time for the world, for everybody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us who's boss. But yet still on a private level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still doing chasodim, he's still doing kindnesses, he's still looking out for people, he's still helping people on an individual level and on a communal level. We all know countless stories of people being saved, panopa, sustenance, whatever it is that has happened at this time, even though we are going through a crisis. I'd like to finish off this segment by giving everybody a bracha. They say that on a birthday, one has power to give a bracha to people, like it says in Tehillim chapter 2. I want to give a bracha to everybody that we should be a zeicher to live out the days that Hashem has predestined for us before we were born, in good health, with lots of wealth, and be able to see this year Tisha B'Av being a happy day, celebrating the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. Now I will recite Kapitel Chav, Psalm 20. Lam natseach mizmoir le David. Yanecha adonai b'yom tzara. Yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh. Omitzion yisodecha. Yizkar kamin chaysecha. Vailasecha yedash nesela. Yitten lecha chilbavecha, lecha latzosecha yemalei. Neran nabishuasecha, uvishem eleheinu nidgoy, yemalei adoinoi tomich aloisecha. Ata yodati kishi adoinoi meshichoi, yaneyo meshmei kodshoi bigburoi. Yesha yuminoi, eilev orechev, eilev asutim, vanachnu bishem adoinoi eleheinu nazkir. Tema karuv and afalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisaydad. Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaneinu v'yon kareinu. Now, Kapitel Chav Zayin, Psalm 27. LeDavid, Adonai Ayri v'yishi, mimira, Adonai Mois Chayai, mimi evchad. V'kroi v'olai m'reyim lecho l'espesori, v'ray v'oye v'ayli, Tema karuv v'nafalu. In Tachane Olai Machane Lo Yira Libi. In Tachom Olai Milchama B'zoi Ani Voiteach. Achas Shoalti Meis Adonai Oisoch Avakesh. Shivti Beveis Adonai Kol Yimei Chayai. Lachazosh B'noi Am Adonai Uvaker V'Heicholoi. Ki Yitpinen B'sukoi B'yom Ra'a. Yasireini B'seite Oholoi B'sur Yeroi Memeni. V'ata Yorum Roishi Aloi V'aitevi V'oishai. Ve'ezvuka ba'ahaloi zifes ruwa, ashira va'zamra labinoi, shema adonai kali ekra, v'cha neini v'neini, v'cha ma'libi b'akshu fonai, et ponecha adonai v'akesh, al tas tefonecha mimeni, al tas v'yap avdecha, ez rostoi ha'yisa, al tishteini v'al tas v'eini el ha'yishi, ki avi avi mi'azavuni v'adonai yad peini, Ilaini Adonai Darkech Onecheini Vairach Mishoi Leman Sherodoi. Hatitneini V'nefet Soroi Kikomu Vi Eidei Shoker Ibeach Chomot. Lulei Heman Sheloi Betov Adonai Beret Chayim. Kaveh Adonai Chazak V'yamek Libecha V'kaveh El Adonai. Now, Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha-ma'aloi, mima'amakim, korotzicha adoinoi. Adoinoi, shima v'koili, tihiyena aznecho kashuvoi, lekoita kanunoi. Im avoinoi, tishmoyo, adoinoi, mi ya'amoi. Ki imecha atzelicha, lema'an tivorei. Ki visi adoinoi, kivetan nafshi, velidboroi hoicholti. Nafshi l'adoinoi, mi shemirim l'avoiker. Shaymerim laboiker, yachev yisrael el adonai, yim adonai acheset vadei yim oifedus, vuhu yifet yisroel, mikoil avonai sov. We shall now recite the prayer for a sick person, the mishaberech v'cholim. I will pause for about 15 seconds to allow people to enter the names of people you know who need a refuah shelema. Mitzebei Rachavistei Avram Yitzchok V'yakoy Moshe Aharon David Shlomo Hu Yivarech Rabbei Etzach Kohilim. Babu Shalom Mitzpalelim Bavuram Chaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachamim Aleihem Lachalimon Rachoisam Lachazikam Lachayisam V'yishlach Lehem Mehera Rufor Shelema Min HaShemayim Lachali Bereihem Ushagidehem Zeshe Chalif Ei Rufuas HaNefesh Rufuas HaGuf Hashto Bagalot Man Koriv V'Noimar Amen. We should now finish off with Acheinu, a prayer for everybody in the whole Jewish community to be saved. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim v'tzorah v'shivya, toimidim ben bayom uven bayabosho, hamokoyim yirachem aleihem, yaitiyem mitzorah livocho, u'meafel ol yairo mishivod ligulot, hashtob agolov izman koriv, v'noimar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Saunders, and a very, very happy birthday. Thank you so much for the bracha, the blessing shared with the entire group today. So as we segue into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and wonderful community doing?
Baruch Hashem, my family are doing well. The camps have just started up, so we've got a bit of our sanity back now with our kids having a bit more structure in their lives. And Baruch Hashem, my community are doing well, facing up as best as they can to the current crisis. Baruch Hashem, everybody is well, and we're doing okay, trying to find the good and the chesed that can still be done even at the time of crisis.
Fantastic. So I've had the great fortune to visit Delray on a number of occasions, but for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to please share with us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Okay, so our kehila, our community in Delray Beach, it's about 20 minutes north drive of Boca for people who might be more familiar with Boca, about an hour drive north from Miami. And we are a shul in the middle of what many people call a retirement community. It's not a formal retirement community, but most of the houses and the places to live around are 55 and over. It was difficult for me to find somewhere to live. There's only a couple of developments around. A lot of the members of our shul are snowbirds, which means that they come down in the winter time to warm up, and then they go back up north in the summer to cool down when it gets very hot here in Florida. We have about 165 members, Baruch Hashem. That's growing slightly. We have a kosher shop right next to our shul, which serves everybody's needs, takeout and so on. We're only about 20 minutes drive to Boca, where I take my kids to school, and when I used to see you in carpool line picking up your kids as well. So
that's
we're
right.
Very well connected. Yes, we're very well connected, and there's lots to do, both on a spiritual side of things and both on a recreational side of things. But, you know, we are trying. I must have fielded about 5 calls, I think, over the last 6 weeks from younger families who are looking for a cheaper place to live. I mean, it's about a mile walk to the shul, but they're looking to move in, and the shul obviously hired me, a young rabbi. I'm 36 today. And I'm the first full-time rabbi the shul has. So we are trying to settle down and make it more of an all-year-round shul. We have had minyan in Baruch Hashem all through the year. Now we're obviously outside for Minchas Hamar. We've had shiurim every week throughout the year. And we've had events when it was safe to do so throughout the summer as well. So we want to try and become a 354-day a Jewish year shul and community.
Amazing. Well, Amir Tashem, please God, we'll see you back on that carpool line, we hope, in the near future. We hope that as quickly as things began on this path, that they can turn around as quickly, obviously being in Hashem's hands. But Ms. Saunders, how would you say your community has grown over the ongoing pandemic? Or is there a story, something that stood out to you over the past few months?
Well, as I said earlier, my community is mainly more of the elderly and people who are advanced in years. So my community has come together in a wonderful way to do chesed, making sure that people have what they need, people are looked after, because, you know, some people might not find technology and Instacart and other ways of
audible food directly to your door very easy. So we've certainly made a big effort on Chesed and community. But one story sticks out by Payback Time. As you know, many, perhaps even hundreds of hotel programs obviously have to shut their doors. And some of them had already bought and prepared food ahead of time.
Rabbi Saunders, we're having a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Okay, so I don't know where you left me, but the story that I would like to say is around Pesach time. A lot of hotels obviously shut their doors, couldn't serve the food they had prepared. So the Federation bought up a lot of food. It was a great mitzvah, and we distributed it. They gave it out. We helped 10 or 12 families in Machihila have food for Pesach, and it was amazing that they could take ready-cooked, ready-made food and give it out to people. We did the same for Shavuos. There was somebody who phoned me up a few weeks ago, 95 years old, Shanai Nahara. He said he's just been given weekly meals, but they include meat, which he's not allowed to eat. So therefore, he said, if I know somebody who could take the meat meal, he would give them away. So it's that type of chesed, that type of caring and thinking about other people that has really inspired me during this crisis.
Unbelievable. Rabbi Saunders, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of some background of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, blessing, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, a healing, for all in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabboni Sholom, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Daniel Fox of Darchei Noam Glenbrook in Northbrook, Illinois. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.